When Robert LeLoux was growing up in Petunia, Texas, living on his grandparents' cattle ranch, he always looked forward to Saturdays. That's when he and his mother would drive a couple of hours into Houston to get their hair and nails done together at Neiman Marcus. And then one day, they came home to a note from Robert's father.
In the Dear John letter Daddy left for Mother and me, on a Saturday afternoon in early June 1996, Daddy wrote that he was leaving us because Mother was crazy, and because she'd driven me crazy in a way that perfectly suited her own insanity.
Robert LeLoux's new book is called The Memoirs of a Beautiful Boy, and as you might have guessed, that was Robert LeLoux. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
This book is a great big Texas sparkler.
Oh.
It's full of Texas witticism, stories of growing up gay, larger-than-life characters, and a mom who simply defies belief. And on that note, I would just like to ask, in light of recent publishing events, is it all true?
Yes, it is. I always joke and say that the boring parts are made up. You know, anything that seems completely unbelievable is gospel truth, but I had to sort of find a way to get everybody in the room at the same time. So,
you and your mom were almost twinned at the hip. You're
yes.
an only child. You and your mom finished each other's sentences. She was your only friend for a long, long time, and you were her only friend. When did that start?
Oh, I think, you know, I always say that, you know, that Pirandello play, six characters in search of an author. My mother was in search of an author, and then she got pregnant. So I think from the womb on.
So tell us about her. She was an obvious glamour puss.
Yes, was and is. I think a star in search of a stage and a woman who's never been entirely aware that the cameras aren't rolling. And I think sort of a pre-women's movement throwback to all of those women we grew up with, the geniuses of the cocktail party.
That's right, because in many ways she read to me like a 50s woman, but you're writing about the 1990s in Texas.
Yeah, I don't think the women's movement really came to Texas until the 90s. I think it sort of officially arrived with Ann Richards, who herself had for many years been one of those genius housewives, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. You open this book with the biggest drama of your adolescence, and that's your daddy leaving the two of you for another woman.
Yes.
And this launches your mother, this glamour seeker, into an unbelievable strategy of finding a new husband and enlisting you in the effort. Would you tell us about when she suffers from a hair condition, which actually
yes.
makes her real hair too patchy, and so
yes.
so she decides to get plastic hair.
Yes, well, she had lost all of her hair years before through bleaching it, and it had all fallen out, and for years she'd worn wigs, which was great because big Texas over-the-top blonde hair, that worked. But then she fell in love with a man from California. And the big Texas blonde hair didn't quite play. And so she saw a commercial advertising some treatment that would give you real hair. And it turns out that the solution to this problem that these people have developed is to shave my mother's head bald and to glue fake hair on that it looks like a Muppet. It looks like a little yellow pom-pom just sort of appliqued onto the top of her.
You know, but I have to say your concern for her as you're watching this process was so tender.
Oh, well, I adore my mother.
Well, why don't we bring her in? We have a surprise. Yay. Jessica Wilson, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
It's like this
so
is
nice
your life.
To be, yes.
This is wonderful.
It's so nice to be here.
It's great to have you. I would like to have the two of you read from Robert's book in which he tells you that maybe he's not quite like other guys.
Okay. Depends on which guys you're talking about. Okay. So I am 17 years old. My mother is going through her horrible divorce, and I have fallen in love with the man who is my partner today, the love of my life, Michael LeLoux. I thus realize I am gay, and I tell my mother about it in the following scene. Mother, I waited several weeks to say, I have an announcement to make.
I'm listening.
Mother, I have fallen in love with Michael LeLoux, which also means I'm gay.
How could you be my child and not be gay? Women like me always have gay children. Cher, Lana Turner, Queen Elizabeth. My God, look at Queen Elizabeth.
Mother, I groaned, how did you become the subject of this conversation?
Because, Robert, I will always be the only woman in your life. Because, Robert, I adore you.
So, Jessica Wilson, I just have to ask you, you are a delightful but absolutely outrageous character here.
You know, the scary thing about that is I thought everything I did made perfect sense. And honestly, I thought, I don't have any hair. I'll just shave it all off and glue some on. That made perfect sense to me at that time, which is really scary. Yeah.
You know, the real Texas part of this started for me, Robert, when you met Michael Leloup and his family. And this Catholic Cajun family took him in, Jessica, when you had left to go to California to marry your boyfriend.
Correct.
Were you worried about that?
No. I was thrilled that they moved in because it sort of provided an anchor and a normalcy that they both needed and a protection because they were gay in Texas, and that's not really a good thing to be, really. Even now, it's better now, but back then it was just really dangerous.
My mother moved to California and since then has begun to discuss her home state as though it is Iran.
You are a native Texan, Jessica?
Yes, unfortunately.
Well, I think quite fortunately. I love Texas. I don't happen to live there, but so many marvelous
That's why
people.
You love it, because you're not there.
Well, but I think the best place in the world for a writer to come from.
Okay,
I think it's
I
one of the last
that.
Places in America, along with Brooklyn and the Bronx and a handful of other places that only sound like itself. I think it's wonderful. So.
I want to ask both of you, now that life is going a little bit better, I hope it is. It seems
yes.
like it is. You're both living in New York.
Yes.
Think you'll be as funny?
Well, I think that this is the station where the hits don't ever stop. I think, you know, it's wonderful. I think we've both inherited gallows humor, you know, as a coping mechanism. And I think that is just, if I had some sort of magic wand to wave over a crib, I would give someone the gift of being able to laugh at the worst parts of your life. I don't think there's anything more valuable than that.
Robert Leloup's new book is The Memoirs of a Beautiful Boy. His mother, Jessica Wilson, is a prominent figure in the book, and she joined us, and we want to thank both of you.
Thank you so much.
You can read an excerpt about the day the author's mother mysteriously disappeared at the podiatrist's office at npr.org/books. And now, one of those NPR goodbyes. For almost 5 years, All Things Considered has had a secret weapon on the weekends, a spark plug named Martha Wexler, who is our senior editor and our whipsnapper, our Russia scholar, and just a fount of knowledge. I've often thought that the ultimate NPR auction item might be an unedited NPR script, something like Trimalchio in West Egg, which she has changed to The Great Gatsby. Well, move over, Maxwell Perkins. Martha has her own voice. She used that voice in myriad ways to fight for our show's content, to reject what's boring, wrong, prejudiced, banal. She took pride in finding that gifted detail that makes all the difference. If a story on this show has ever moved you, the chances are very, very good that it was her imagination you were engaging. What we cannot say here is how much her incisive intelligence and unbounded curiosity will be missed, not to mention her indefatigable energy. Thank you, Martha. You leave us to develop your voice, but believe me, in our heads, we won't be forgetting the words you left behind. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. Andrea Seabrook is back next week. I'm Jackie Leiden.